This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Sharid Sabdullah and you are listening to The Breakfast Grill. The National Renewable Energy Policy Vision aims to achieve a 20% renewable energy capacity mix by 2025 from the current renewable energy contribution of 2%. Founded in 2007, the Malaysia Photovoltaic Industry Association aims to make solar PV the mainstream source of energy for Malaysia. So joining me on The Breakfast Grill this morning is Chin Su Mao, the President of Malaysian Photovoltaic Industry Association, to talk about its role and activities in the renewable energy industry. Mr. Chin, welcome to The Breakfast Grill.
Thank you.
Mr. Chin, I'm interested to find out about the MPIA itself. Now, besides providing the platform for your members to express their objectives and concern, the 100 over members, what are the services that you provide as part of membership benefits?
Okay, actually, MPIA, for your information, MPIA is formed in year 2007,
yep.
year 2007, and in fact, is initiated or we call it established by the help of the ministry. Okay, so in order, the government help to form a MPIA is because they want to have a voice from the industry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but besides that, what else do you do for the members?
Okay, we trying to help the governments to, or we try to close the gap in between the industry and the government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were trying to close the gap is whatever, like for example, currently the industry required some sort of training course. So our association trying to work with some training center, so that they can be able to provide certain courses that are required by the industry.
Uh-huh.
Also, the MPIA also helping is to give a feedback, especially when you know that when government, especially in the policy framework,
mm-hmm.
so also some installation guideline or Malaysia standard. So it required feedback from
right.
industry.
I see.
So industry and MPIA are trying to get the feedback and get all the information.
Right.
And then we feedback to the...
So you are already gathering feedback to sort of to institutionalize, to better institutionalize
yes.
the association, besides just being a spokesperson, for the industry. And you're also looking at developing, providing assistance to develop the industry. Is that
yes.
what
yes.
MPIA
yes.
does?
Yes.
Okay. So just one more question. Your organization is made of manufacturers, service providers, system integrators, consultants. I mean, the list goes on, even academicians and so forth. But one thing I notice is missing here is the main power players, the IPPs, for an example. Is there a reason why they are not in your list?
No. In fact, it's not that true.
Okay.
Like, for example, we do have a company like Ganding Kencana, Leader Energy.
How about Malakoff, Tenaga Nasional, YTL Power, those big names? Are they in your list?
If I'm not wrong, Malakoff is also one of our members.
Okay.
Okay.
How about Tenaga Nasional? So why are these main...
Okay, Tenaga Nasional, because Tenaga Nasional, they have many subsidiaries. We have their subsidiary like TMBX, also our member. If I'm not wrong, another TMB training center also is our member.
Mm-hmm.
Because TMB, as you know, TMB is a big group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
it's their subsidiaries that are part yeah. of your member. Okay. Yes. Mr. Chin, the Malaysian Photovoltaic Industry Association is made up of about 19 members. Their role is to convey the industry's interests and deliver the relevant concerns to the government and policymakers to shape the landscape of the solar industry in Malaysia. What are some of the recommendations that has come from the MPIA that has been considered by the government?
Okay, before I proceed, I just would like to correct you. We have a member, it's already over 110.
Ah, okay.
I think probably about
congratulations.
115 now. Okay, yeah, because every month we have about 3 to 5 member, increase of 3 to 5 member in the past 1 year.
Hmm.
1 year. In order to achieve those targets, of course, we have recommended to the government a few things besides to achieve the capacity. Okay. We also hope that the government will help the local industry to grow. Mm-hmm. So now, Malaysia, we are doing well in the service provider for commercial and industry rooftop installation. But in the LSS3, the tender just recently just closed, I think 2 days ago,
yeah,
on the 19th.
Which started in March.
We started in March, and tender closing on the
in August.
Monday, August mm-hmm. 19th, 5 p.m. Understand it's about over 100 of bidder. And in this, we are quite happy because in this bidding process, ST has imposed the requirement of a local EPC. It's one of the most important bidding. So this is really a good start and it's a good initiative to build the local EPC.
Okay.
We hope that we'll be able to, with this initiative, we'll be able to build the local, we call local international EPC company in future.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Mr. Chin, I mean, you mentioned about the response that is looking quite well as a result of government initiative. However, the large-scale solar plant, PV plant scheme, was introduced in 2016 to boost renewable energy generation. The MPIA has said that the main problem was a result of lackluster response along the PV industry supply chain to meeting the government's target for RE. Now, if the lack of local demand is an issue, how are you doing to boost this?
In fact, the local demands is not a lack of local demands.
Mm.
In fact, the commercial industry are start picking up, okay, because previously there's price of the PV system is quite high and the return of investment is a bit longer than the investor are not so keen because they can invest in other investment. And recently, especially this year onward, until 2025, it will be from this year, especially next year, we can foresee that the take-up rate will be very exciting, especially next year. So
this is no longer an issue?
It's no longer an issue.
And what is contributing towards this boost? Is it the cost of implementing PV panels? Is it just the cost of installation that has gone down?
Okay, cost of installation basically is also related to the economy of scale. Of course, in the past 10 years, the solar modules and inverter price is going down.
Mm.
But and then at the same time, Malaysia already start to build the economy of scale. Mm. And then the project, meaning that the cost for the business development will start to going down. And then also the labor per installation also going down because of economy scale. Then that's why the pickup rate will start when you can improve the return of investment, right? The payback period is shortened. Mm-hmm. Then the public will start to look into it, especially the commercial industry part. And because of the government also providing the tax incentive, it's going to be end of next year.
Okay.
So we can foresee or everybody will start to rush into it in order to meet the deadline, because the incentive, the GITA, is going to be end by end of next year. So at the moment, the return of investment, especially for commercial industry, it will be in between three to 5 years, and the system can last for 25 years or even more.
Okay.
So that is a very good investment. Mm, yes.
The renewable energy contribution is expected to grow tenfold by 2025. And the renewable energy contribution is expected to equal the traditional energy by 2030. What are your thoughts on this ambitious target set by the Ministry of Energy, Science, Technology, Environment and Climate Change, the longest ministry name that we've ever had?
the target is achievable, and it's definitely because as renewable energy is basically because of the climate change, and it's become an international global issue, mm-hmm. international issue. And in order to help to improve the global warming issue,
okay,
renewable energy will play an important part in future.
Okay.
And in Malaysia, solar is one of the most important, easy to be implemented.
Okay.
Okay. And we also located in the Victoria.
Okay.
And Equator. We are basically located at Equator. So it's easy for us to for example, we can put a solar on the rooftop at
any
direction.
Of course, yes. But at the same time, right now, you know, as we discussed earlier, only 1% of the household at the moment have an installed PV panel on their roof. And we are, of course, I mean, we're not just talking about solar, but 2%, we have 18% within the next 5 years. Do you think that that's achievable, and how are we actually going to get there?
Okay. Actually, it's achievable. For example, the data that I get it from ST and SEDA, and I combine it, until June, 1st of June 2019, roughly we have about 1.2 gigawatt of installation already connected to the grid. And we are expecting it's about 1.5 gigawatt. And don't forget, we still have about LSS2 that awarded is about 400 megawatt that they are expecting this capacity going to be connected to the grid by end of next year.
Okay.
Okay, by 2020. And then we have also have NEM, which is about 500 megawatt.
Okay.
Currently is about only less than 10%.
Mm.
Okay, so if in order to achieve the target, we have about another 400 something megawatt.
Okay.
And currently in the past 2 days, LSS3, the bidding process just closed, which is going to have about 500 megawatt.
Mm.
When you put all these things together, we
already 500 megawatt.
So it, when you put all those things together with the installation is already currently in place, we already achieve more than 50% of the target. Okay?
Okay.
It's already more than 50% of target.
And that is
so
by 2025. Okay.
So we still have 5 years to go.
Okay.
Okay? Probably, I understand that from the ministry, we are going to have another LSS4 bidding process to be in place end of this year or beginning of next year.
Okay.
Okay, and we still have 5 year 2021 until 2025, next year 2020 until 2025 for all the rooftop installation. And we know that the investment of installation for rooftop is really have a very good payback.
In the meantime, joining us on The Breakfast Grill this morning is Chin Su Mao, the president of Malaysian Photovoltaic Industry Association. We will be right back with more discussions on the industry's challenges, so stay tuned on BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
You've tuned in to BFM 89.9 on The Breakfast Grill. This morning is Chin Su Mao, the president of Malaysian Photovoltaic Industry Association. So you spoke about investment, and I think the government is also investing. I mean, they just recently. So let's talk about some trends here. So price of installing PV panels are down by 80%.
Yes, compared to 10
compared
years
to
ago.
Compared to 10 years ago. And financing model as well has improved in that sense. We have an improved net energy metering model. And as a result, we have seen power purchase agreement between seller and, you know, who generates electricity as well as buyers increase by 86% in the last 3 to 4 years. So firstly, do you see that the price of, I mean, so now we're talking about the residential side. Just now you were talking about the LLS.
Yes.
So how the residential side, do you see price of PV panels to continue dropping?
Okay. For information, price of PV panel will drop a little bit in the next future, but we will not have an exponential drop in the past. At the moment, I can see the solar system price for commercial industry in Malaysia is already quite very competitive. Example, for your information, like we compare our solar system price in Malaysia and in Australia. Okay.
Okay.
For residential installation, our price in Malaysia, system price in Malaysia is still about 40-50% higher than the installation in Australia, even though that their labor cost is so much higher than us.
Yeah.
Okay. But commercial industry, basically we have about 20%, our system price is about 20% lower than in Australia for the similar capacity.
So what is the problem here? Why is the cost of installing residential solar system 40% to 50% higher than in Australia?
Okay, It's because of the process. It takes a very long time. For example, in Australia, in order for them to install the solar on the rooftop, the process of application for the license or any related to the authority, it only take a few days. But in Malaysia, at the moment, it still need quite a long time. But SEDA, the authority, already promised to help to reduce the numbers of day. So once you, then it will be helping to shorten the period. And this is to reduce the business development costs.
Okay.
Okay. And the next one is that the access to the financing package. Currently, we are still lacking of this financial support from the financial institution. Let's say a house, they want to install the solar system, they have to fork the cash by themselves, right?
Correct.
So if they want to go for the banking, okay, the process will take so long, and the bank is don't have, currently most of the bank don't have this financing package available.
They are quite high at the moment.
Yes, also, or else they will ask them to go into the personal loan, which is the interest rate is very high.
Okay, so capital is an issue, and I think it's even highlighted by the minister herself. And investment, so all this ties down to capital, and we're talking about investment. And if we look at the Global Status Report 2019 from a think tank, REN21, they stated that new investment in renewable power and fuels have shrunk from $326 billion to $289 billion between the year 2017 and 2018, respectively. There's a trend that investment are coming down. Do you think that basically this will have an impact on your effort to achieve the target by 2025?
In fact, it will have some impact. But when we look at the positive way, because solar basically is helping a lot of business entity to reduce their operation costs and make their business is more competitive. Example, if you have two factories are operating as a same business, and this factory, because of installing the solar, and they will be able to reduce their operation costs and make their business is more competitive to compare to the other one who are using the conventional, is still purchasing the power, the 100% of the energy from the grid. Another one who are already installing the solar on their rooftop. So their business is more competitive in terms of the operation cost.
I guess the bottom line is that, again, financing is still an issue, as you highlighted. And despite the business case and the cost savings that renewable energy can offer, it's still very capital intensive. And reason why financing is difficult, because it's a risky initiative to take on. Because there's user expectations on quality and reliability. Hence, there's even high insurance premium as a result. So what can the association do to address these issues? For example, financing and so forth. What can MPIA do to help facilitate this even better?
Yeah, of course. Currently, MPIA, we are working very close with insurance company like Allianz, like Chubb Insurance. They are providing the on top of fire insurance, which is currently those factory they have. They also providing a special insurance for the solar system.
That means if it's broken,
The system is broken, you need to replace the component. You are loss of income. Or we say that loss of the saving, then they will be able to help you to recover.
As a result of an accident?
Yes,
though,
but the accident, as a result of maybe the lightning strike.
Okay, and all this are not covered by the warranty?
Yeah, it's all not covered by warranty, but it will be covered by the insurance.
There is this insurance, solar PV insurance scheme that your association launched recently.
Yes.
What does it do actually, and who is it applicable for?
It's basically is for the residential until the commercial industry who have a solar installation on their premises. They are eligible the insurance is ready for them to protect their system and to protect their investment.
Okay. So, Mr. Chin, my next question is, the quality and service guarantee.
Yep.
Australia is one of the highest PV user per capita in the world, second highest, in fact. But it's not without its sort of dark side. Now, users experience shorter than expected solar lifespan, for an example, and less than expected return of investment. What is the case here, and do Malaysians face the same problem?
Okay. For the solar, because solar industry is basically about 15, 16 years the industry history.
Oh, okay.
Although that the solar is already is about much more than that, 60, 70 years. Yes.
Mm.
But when we talk about the FIT feed-in tariff, the first one in Germany, which is start to boost the market to grow globally, which is the FIT in the that introduced in Germany in the two, if I'm not wrong, is 2003. So it's about 16 year history. And then Australia came probably in late of, I think it will become about 2008 or 9, something like that.
Yep.
So when you can see that this is the global learning curve for the industry. Technology already improved a lot in the past.
Yep.
Okay. So, of course, Malaysia, we came in a little bit late because even though we already started our Malaysia, like for example, Photovoltaic Industry Association started 2007, the government start look into the solar in, if I'm not wrong, it's 2005, 2006, they launched the Surya 1000.
Okay.
But you can see that the capacity installed at the beginning is very less. It's about 1.0 megawatt.
Mm-hmm.
In 5 years' time. In the FIT period from 2012 until 2017, we only have about 380 megawatt. If I'm not wrong, the exact figure is 384 megawatt peak of the installation.
Okay.
When we compare to the Australia, they roll out very fast.
Okay.
They roll out very fast. They have an advantage is that they bring down the cost economy of scale, but mean that they will be the want to test the technology.
Okay.
And we are the one came late. Okay.
So,
we are learning from what the mistake that have been done by
and
them.
And that is really the case.
Yes,
you don't expect the issues that they are facing at the moment.
Yeah,
in
a lot of issues they are facing. Now we are trying to learn from their mistake.
Okay.
And the local, how we improve it locally.
Okay. You're saying that the industry in Malaysia are taking advantage, the second mover advantage of learning the mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay, one last question. We're running out of time, Mr. Chin. So the science behind photovoltaic energy can be quite sophisticated and, you know, it requires genuine expert to ensure that you are able to get the optimal return of investment. How does your association protect the quality of service delivery, at least from your members?
Yeah, that's why our member and our association, we try to get a member expertise to be actively involved in getting the Malaysia standard to be improved. The Malaysia standard, we are involving in the drafting of our own Malaysia standard. We are improving. That's why we the MPIA are trying to get the local expert and to make them to work together because local, we have a local requirement because of the, like for example, the climate of in Malaysia are different from Malaysia and Australia are different.
Yep.
We have very high lightning strike area and very humid, and we compare to other country may not be the same.
Yep.
So we want to build our own standard and requirement to improve it. So our MPIA is playing a very important role. We are working very close with like the CDM, like university.
Okay.
You know.
And all these are your academician members.
Yeah,
Chin Sumau, thank you for speaking to us on The Breakfast Grill and all the best in your future endeavours. I've been speaking to Chin Sumau, the President of Malaysian Photovoltaic Industry Association. You have been listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Syarif Abdullah for BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, Frost & Sullivan's Malaysia Mobile Service Provider of the Year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.